Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's talk about crisps, baby. Let's talk about wheat crunchies. Let's talk about all the discos and the Skittio fries campy. Let's talk about crisps and maze-based snacks. Let's talk about crisps.
Sam Pamplemousse.
Hey, eggy bread.
Right back at you. Yeah. I see what you've done there.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good to see you. How's
Sam
the leg?
Sam Pamphalon. I'm starting it again.
So that's fine. No, so I don't call you eggy bread.
Yeah, exactly.
You know he's leaving this in. How is your leg? You broke your leg.
Broke it good.
Yeah? Yep. How'd you break it?
What for? Oh, mate. I did it all. You know, I've been saying I'm due one for a while.
Oh, mate, I had this conversation with someone the other night saying we should just be glad that this is all that happened because Tom was due a major injury.
Oh, it came.
Is this your cruciate?
It's all the letters. ACLs, PCLs.
Really? You've had the Michael Owen?
I've had the Mickey O. Not fully torn. I've done the meniscus as well and I've fractured it as well.
The meniscus sounds like something the Avengers would have to look for to stop the baddies getting. Don't let them get the meniscus.
I think meniscus is the Dr. Meniscus.
Who's Dr. the fuck is that?
He's the bad guy.
My son calls Dr. Octopus Dr. Opticus and I won't correct him on it.
Opto Dupto Pace.
Dr. Opticus? Yeah. Yes,
that's
say
cute.
That
is
while.
Cute. Yeah.
Are you healing though? Are you nearly done?
Do you know what? I'm on the mend, mate.
Yeah.
I'm on a sick now, mate.
You're on a sick, yeah.
I'm on a sick.
Yeah, get the pay up, mate.
Too right,
live it up, mate. Shit, like 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting the cans out.
Lovely.
Jill! Ice for the leg, Jill!
Anyway, enough of us. Shall I introduce our...
Oh, have you written something? Have you written an introduction?
Oh, no.
Always.
Oh, no.
Rach, these are good. These are legendary. Don't you could worry. Probably just pop out for a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so... allow me to begin my... BAFTA-nominated
I don't think intros intro. Do. I don't think they have the category yet, but it's a matter of time.
The winner of this year's...
Best long intro to a podcast no one cares about.
Best poorly researched intro goes to...
Best reciting of Wikipedia page. Yeah. And it's Tom... You're going to win it that many times like Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
Until they find out pictures of you when you've blacked up. These guys, they're so cheeky.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, allow me to... So this week's castaway is in no particular... Oh, my fucking wife's phoning
phone call.
God, honestly, I'm so anxious about what's... Babe, I'm just doing my intro on the fucking podcast and now you're calling me.
Okay, it's a Valentine's special. That's kind of perfect planning. I love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. Happy vows.
Bye.
There she goes.
We can't reveal that it's for Valentine's Day because this won't come out for ages.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, babe. anyway, Rach, sorry, you've been saying for ages, haven't you? This week's castaway is, in no particular order, a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. A filmmaker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, an actress.
Mm-hmm.
A comedian.
Yeah. Did it for a bit.
Yeah.
Gave up. But...
Yeah. An educator.
Sure.
Yeah. A toothbrusher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, twice.
If you say mentor, I'm going to punch you in the head.
No?
I am officially a mentor, just so you know.
Oh, that would come under the educator.
Technically, I am a mentor. I get paid to mentor. Anyway, yeah, no, do go on.
You're a spine user.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, utiliser of the spine.
Yeah, love it.
This week's castaway has dozens of film and TV credits to her name. Okay. Recently starring alongside Carl Pilkington
True
in
that.
Sick of It for Sky. Heard of them. and Julia Davis in Sally Forever for HBO/Sky,
mm-hmm.
as well as
Co-prayer.
The highly acclaimed short Whenever You're Ready,
oh God, yeah.
which is in development to become a sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what? I thought you were talking about Can We Talk then, because it was three words. Whenever You're Ready. Yeah.
Lovely Craig Gaines.
That was good, man.
I was talking about your intro was good. What were you saying?
Oh, right. I was talking about Can We Talk.
Well, we can talk about that after the intro. So what we'll do is we'll do the intro, we'll mention quickly what Can We Talk was, then we'll just shout the three crisps that you like, and that's it.
Yeah, okay, sad.
All right.
Other credits include the BAFTA-nominated The Ghoul.
Oh, yeah.
Did get a BAFTA nomination,
yeah,
didn't
did.
You?
Yeah,
not seen it. Was it good?
It's really good.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a horror?
It's psychological thriller.
It's called The Ghoul,
oh,
Tom.
Mama.
Yeah. Gareth Tunley wrote, directed it. Yeah, very good.
Nice. And Game Face for E4. There's another one.
Yeah, I was in that. God, yeah, I sound good on paper.
Our castaway is also developing her own short, Good Grief, into a feature, yeah. which she will be directing.
Yeah. Been on my website.
I don't feel like you're ready for that, though, Rich.
Shut your face. I'm so not ready. It's unreal. I did a Facebook post today saying, does anyone know how to storyboard? And can they teach me?
Is that ball rolling?
Yeah, scarily. I just sort of said it to some people and now it's happening.
Yes.
Is it actually happening? As in getting funding happening?
Oh, God, no.
Right.
Oh my Lord, no!
Come on,
I'm just writing it. Oh my God. No, I think there's a version I can do with no funding that I'm tempted to do. Then I can still be in it.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Then I can put all my unfamous friends in it. Whereas if I got funding, I'd probably
still
have
wouldn't to. Be apart from me there with them.
No.
Our castaway's dazzling list of acting credits can only be eclipsed by one thing: her writing accolades.
I love this.
Yeah,
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, really. God, it's
which
great.
Include,
yeah,
The Athena.
Oh right, yeah.
Sky.
Yeah.
Out of 10 cats. Hang on. That weren't the right words, was it? 8 out of 10 cats. I've heard of that. Channel 4. The Last Leg. Channel 4. Trolleyed.
Have you done all this? Is this good?
Sky.
A long time ago, to be fair.
Invasion of the Book Readers. BBC. And various online and TV commercials. Sam.
Oh yeah, yeah. She loves commercials. Yeah.
Now, one would presume that such a superstar would be a bit of a cunt. Wouldn't you? That kind of back cat would normally warrant some cuntland vibes. But
looking for a butt.
But not this castaway, Sam.
No.
She likes to give back to the world.
She does.
Our castaway is also a lecturer and mentor.
Yay!
On the comedy writing course at the National Film and Television School.
Yeah.
As well as running and curating the film night Shooting the Breeze at Kino Cinema in Bermondsey.
It's a good night.
It is, of course, Rachel Stubbings.
Hello.
Welcome, hey. Rachel.
Hello.
Babe. It's so nice to have you here.
9 minutes, 10 seconds.
Unbelievable.
No, I love that.
Yes, there's more as well. That was an edited list.
That's enough.
Yeah. Is there more? I don't know. I don't know if there is.
It's your website, babe. Welcome, Rach.
Thank you.
So, I want to know more about this film that's in development. Your film.
That's it, really.
It's just like,
yeah, just writing it.
Just writing it.
Yeah, the short was really good. If you haven't seen it, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's unbelievably bleak. It's something that
so
Rachel
sad.
Stubbings would make.
What was
so
it?
Sad.
Remind me what it's called, even though I just read
good
it.
Grief.
Yeah. In fact, Gareth, who directed The Ghoul, has been my mentor on that.
Yeah.
So,
key word for this episode,
it does
I think,
feel
is
like that.
Mentor.
Well, he desperately didn't want to be my mentor, but he said the words, I don't want to be your mentor.
Yeah. So, also you are here because you're a fan of the old crisps.
I love them, yeah. Absolutely love them.
As long as I've known you, you've always been privy to a pack.
Salty,
crunchy treats.
We've got very similar tastes in crisps, actually.
We do.
Yeah. Don't go for the meat flavours.
No.
I like to be physically hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, but a tang whang.
It's all the tang whang.
Yeah,
because meat people, they tend to be meaty across the board, don't they?
Pray tell.
What do you know what I mean? Like they'll have like kind of their meat flavour, like they're like a bland kind of, they're in that middle band.
I would consider myself a meat person, but
no,
not
no, I
necessarily
don't mean meat flavour crisps person.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So I think maybe you've got your C band, which is like, ooh, ready salted, or ooh, with a crack of pepper.
Yeah.
And then you've got B, which is kind of like roast chicken walkers,
mm-hmm.
which have just got to be the worst. things ever.
We've had them on.
You're never going to have them on. That's no one's favourite crisp.
I think there was an honourable mention for them.
No, we talked about them.
Aisling.
There was some chicken flavour things from a foreign crisp.
Oh, no, that was a Scummy Mummies. They had some chicken weirdness. And they I think you got your pickled onions, your salt and vinegars, your tangy tomato-y type flavours. And you're a tang person.
Yeah, tangy tomatoes, 10p a bag.
May I just say, I had some the other day, some tangy tomatoes.
They're good. Nice.
Put it on Instagrams. They are absolutely banging.
Yeah, they really are. And especially if you drink them and eat them quick, like just open the bag and just pour them in. They really tasty.
I chew them, Sam.
I think you just have to.
They can dissolve, actually, those ones.
Not if you're pouring them in like some kind of madman.
I think if you just kind of just compress them with your palate and just kind of work them down your gullet.
Like a heron.
Yeah, the same way like a foie gras. Like a heron. Like a foie gras goose, you know, when they get fed, like they get dieted.
Well, in that case, allow me to welcome you to the island where there are no pelicans.
Great.
There are various birds of prey.
Albatross.
Kestrel.
Sparrows.
You can have a kestrel if you want.
Have a kestrel,
There's... My mother-in-law, the other day we were driving down the motorway.
On the island.
On the island. And she was like, oh yeah, she's talking about this is where they've released some kind of bird of prey for some reason. So every time we drove past the bird of prey, yeah, that's where they've released the...
It's not there anymore, is it?
She kept calling it something absolutely hilarious, like a kind of a bird eagle or what was it? It was like... Pretty sure that's not.
So, if you'd like to just write in and let us know what you think Tom's mother-in-law's made-up bird of prey is,
It involved the word eagle.
The winner of that competition doesn't have to listen to this podcast anymore.
I've got a good bird of prey.
Go on.
Story before we get into crisps.
Go on,
one time on the way to work, when I worked in a cinema, I saw a lovebird on a. On a wall, a lovebird, you know, like a that you get in pairs, a pet lovebird, on a wall, and I was like, "Well, that's insane!" Like, I'll stop and have a little look at that because you don't see that very often. And I was just thinking, and it was before phones, you know, to snap it. Just as I was thinking, what should I do? A bird of prey, massive bird of prey, swooped down and ate it. It was so mad. No one was around. I was like, I feel like no one would believe me.
But then, and it's a lovebird. You think like maybe like straight after that happens, another lovebird comes down and goes, Jill?
I was wondering Jill? About the other one. So the 2 days later, I was walking back to the same job and I saw a thing in a cafe saying, we've lost one of our lovebirds. And I had to go in and tell them. But I was, I couldn't stop laughing. It's like panic sort of set in. And I also had my Mr. Whippy ice cream.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 15, 16.
Okay.
It was dripping down my hand. I remember just being really aware that it was dripping down my hand whilst I couldn't get my words out. Because I was laughing so much. So they were really sad. They said, yeah, we're a bit worried the other one's got depression. Like they die without the other
one. Oh my
God. Anyway, let's talk about crisps.
My mum's cat's got PTSD.
Shit.
Official. What? Took it to the vet, so like, something's happened here. He's like pooing in the shower. Won't leave
Why
the
is
house.
He having showers? He's just
sat there kind of looking all sketchy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not good. Anyway, welcome to the island, Rachel
Thank
Stubbings.
You.
You will have unlimited numbers of the crisps that you choose, and they will have to see you through your life on the island.
What's the deal? Is there first, second, third choice?
No, everything's
favourite three. Yeah,
but you know what? They kind of, I think subconsciously, one saves their big hitter for number three.
So do that.
Okay, big hitter. Right.
And I will say, I'm not going to say it now, there is a bag missing from your selection that I can see. And I'm very surprised it's not here. No, no.
What are you talking about?
No. I'll mention it later.
Okay.
I'll mention it later.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not there, are they?
No.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Intriguing.
It was really hard to decide. I got genuinely anxious about this.
Yeah.
I was stressing out, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Because as soon as you decide, you'll have a bag of the ones that you think are the ones, and you're like...
It was there was a couple that was tough to leave out.
What was tough to leave out?
Paprika.
Fuck you immediately.
No, it's not my usual bag. But,
it's not my usual bag, man.
But sometimes if your mouth hurts,
because
you've had too many of
those other ones,
you want something a bit more, less twangy.
Smoky.
Yeah, a bit more smoky.
Paprika crisps. Meat crisps.
But they're a broad flavour, aren't they?
They are a bit of a broad flavour, yeah.
This is it.
So which paprika ones?
You know, Walker's Ridged.
The Max.
Yeah.
They do a paprika.
It's a good paprika.
Orange packet. And they're quite big, the packets.
Yeah, it's a 50-gram bag.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Never even gone there.
The other one that was tough to leave out was Chili Heat Wave Doritos.
Fair enough.
But why aren't you getting sponsored by Walker's or whatever?
It's on with your first bag. What's your first choice?
Walker's Prawn Cocktail.
Kablamo Jam. For my money, a great prawn cocktail. That's what I was about to say. The best. And then I started thinking of all the other ones that I like.
Yeah, I do like prawn. I mean, Skips, absolutely, all over the place.
I don't think you can count Skips as prawn cocktail.
No, Skips are just Skips.
Well, Skips are their own flavour. Skips are their own
flavour. First thing I think of.
Skips is a flavour.
Should we open them both?
Well, you love Skips. So now, skip it.
Once when I was eating a bag of Skips, at the end of the packet was just a ball of the flavour.
Oh. Yeah.
That was the happiest and best day of my life, and I don't mind saying that.
Imagine if you worked at the factory, you'd be at the dust all the time.
Yeah, just the dust.
Tell you what, right, we've just dabbing opened two bags.
The smell.
The smell is the first thing that hits. It's just hit me in the back of the throat, and my saliva glands have just gone to wet town.
There's the right amount.
Yeah, that's it. What is that?
Yeah.
That's the tang gland.
Yeah. When I think about eating salt and vinegar, often the tang gland will swell up.
But these have a kind of a nice mix of kind of the prawny tang thing, but also the ketchup-y.
Good
you get the ketchup, you know?
Should we have
one? That's what I want. Now, my initial visuals on these is they're not dirty looking as I remember them.
Sometimes you get oranger ones.
Yeah.
I feel slightly disappointed with the colouring of these.
Yeah. I had a completely red bag once where they obviously something went very wrong at the factory.
That's what you want. That's the
dream.
It took me about 3 hours to eat them.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what I enjoy though. I enjoy it. If I'm if I'm in private or around people that love me unconditionally, I will lick the flavour off, then eat the crisp.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm disgusted.
So hang on. You'll decant the crisp, then lick the packet.
So you
I'll show you. It's bad radio shot, but
you lit the dust off the crisp.
Okay.
You and then it
that works.
What was it? It was discos, wasn't it?
Discos, licking discos.
Oh yeah, they were a hard one to leave off.
I just got an absolute banger. Oh yeah. Do you know what?
Look at that one. It's got a big air bubble in the middle of it.
Oh yeah, lovely. Mm.
Oh look. Ooh.
Listen,
here's your guy. Look at this red man.
That ain't a red man.
That's a red man.
Find a little guy. Look at this little fella here. For our listeners at home, I'm talking like...
Shard.
It's a shard. It's a it's a little fingernail, if that. But it has the power of a...
We've only done two bags already, and that's pretty quick.
Yeah. Rach, do you know what? They are absolutely banging.
Yeah. They've got... I wanted to once talk to a hygienist in there.
Who?
You know, nutritionist.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's something in the prawn cocktail flavour that makes me not get car sick.
Get out of here.
Sorts out my hangovers.
Really?
Yeah. When I get any kind of illness, if I'm around someone that loves me, which is...
Seldom,
but sometimes. They will buy me countless bags of prawn cocktail crisp.
Wow.
First ever holiday I went on when I was about 17, 18 with a boy, I opened my case and my mum had packed it with prawn cocktail crisp. And I just cried.
Oh my lord. So, only are these absolute bangers, they have a place in your heart.
Yeah.
They're a nostalgic crisp.
Yeah, they stopped me getting car sick back in the day.
Oh my god. They're medicinal. They're nostalgic. They're banging.
I wonder what's in there that actually did that.
Yeah, but I think it's probably in my head, but...
When you have these, do you want these with a sandwich or are you just having these on their own?
Oh, well, I'm vegan these days, but back in the day... I'm sorry, yeah. Back in the day, I used to get an egg sandwich, one of the shop-bought ones. And I'd open that, bang it full of either...
Egg mayo?
Yeah.
Like or
cress. I'll have some cress in there. Why not? Oh,
yeah.
Like a Tesco, you know, Sainsbury's type. Cheapy one. And they were £1 for a while. Do you remember that?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so on my lunch break, I used to pop out, get an eggy sandwich, get some prawn cocktail or salt and vinegar. Works very well with both, but it has to be a thin, light crisp.
Mm.
Pack that in.
Because the egg mayo is satisfying, but it's kind of bland.
Yeah, it gets a crunch. You get a crunch in
it. Yeah, you need it.
Mm. I like them dirty, like, triple cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, cheese and onion. Yeah.
And you look at the fat content of those, it's like five times all the other sandwiches. You're like, oh.
That's the best hangover cure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Rach, they are, and I've completely overlooked them in my kind of crisp heritage.
If I go to a shop and it's just the Walkers is the only good selection bit, it's always between salt and vinegar and prawn cocktail. And it's totally a mood thing.
Yeah.
It's totally a mood thing. And sometimes it's sandwich dependent.
Oh, that's interesting.
If I have a prawn cocktail sandwich, salt and vinegar. Not going to prawn on prawn. But, do you know what I mean? I feel that's like the chips.
Yeah. Everyone at home, Sam just pulled the most disgusting face.
Yeah, it was vile.
Prawn on prawn face.
Yeah, it was genuinely disturbing.
Prawn on prawn.
Oh, they're so great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on the prawn cocktail, Sam? I think you've said it all with that face, really.
I said it all.
They used to be a treat back in the day. They had all their cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, plain. And then prawn came out much later and were a treat.
You know they do... I don't know if they still do, but Walkers used to do their big old multi-pack with loads of things in. And then they had their just three multi-packs.
They're weird flavours.
Yeah, they're weird. And the prawn was lumped in with the Worcester sauce.
Oh, I love the Worcester sauce.
And the... What was the other
pickled
one?
Pickled
onion? No, it weren't pickled onion.
Marmite?
No, adds.
Tomato ketchup?
I don't think so.
It was something tomato ketchup, similar. I think.
Was it?
Yeah, it might well be, actually.
We used to get them, and I'm sure, like... Because my dad's favourite, crisp, is... The Walker's prawn cocktail.
Is it?
Yeah. He loves a prawn cocktail.
Bless him.
Can you imagine living back in those days and then kind of going, right, what are the flavours? Well, we've got like a cheese and onion flavour. Okay. Salt and vinegar. Okay. What's the other one? Plain, fine. What's the new flavour going to be? Prawn cocktail! What?
Yeah, I'd kill myself.
How are you going to capture that in a snack?
And it is its own flavour. That's not what a prawn cocktail tastes like.
Exactly. No, prawn in here. It's just that it's the flavour of ketchup.
Well, it's they're trying to go for Mary Rose sauce, effectively, isn't it? Which does involve ketchup.
That's
ketchup.
very true.
Yeah, but it's like it's ketchup, and there's also some Tabasco heat in there, which you can kind of vibe.
The sauce.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
What's Brandy. The sauce?
Mm. It's also the same flavour that you used to get at the local chip shop, like. Burger sauce.
Yeah.
It's burger sauce flavour, isn't it?
Burger sauce. But isn't burger sauce
ketchup and mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Probably
is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is that blowing your mind? Like, do you think burger sauce was a whole other thing?
Yeah, does it not have any mustard in it?
No.
Well, you can make a sauce out of like the American mustard ketchup.
Love that. And, yes, please. I'll just mix that up.
Our friends, like Squiv, used to buy online the big things that they used to get in chip shops, like with burger sauce. I'm thinking it's just. Just ketchup and mayonnaise. But she loved burger sauce so much. Yeah, you can't. When someone loves burger sauce, you can't talk them out of it. Yeah.
Let them have it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That one was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That, so that was easy?
Oh, it was, yeah. Yeah, there was no question.
Would you like to introduce your second choice, please?
The second choice is McCoy Salt and Vinegar.
Bada bada bing for the lads, like. I'm very surprised no one's picked him yet.
Same, yeah.
I should have picked him instead of Walker's Max.
You should have. Yeah. Did DJ Barbecue pick him?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. Did. Well, second person. It's been a while, though. That was, like, over a year ago.
Can I ask a good question?
Mm-hmm.
When did you decide to do a podcast about crisps? And please just go through the conversation with me.
So, it was a long while ago. I mean, if we go back to when we met at university...
Oh, yeah.
It was very much that we would get really wrecked and talk about crisps.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's how I think it
I'm going to find the text message, Sam.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to crack this bag of salt in McCoy's.
I'm absolutely gagging for a McCoy's. I love that you gave it a little shake before opening it.
I still like, as is typical of me,
I'm really proud of you.
I like to open from the bottom.
I like to open from the bottom because that's where all the salt is.
Yeah, but I give it a little shake so I don't want to be salty on the top.
Yeah. I'm feeling it.
Okay, so we'll just move in on those while Tom searches through.
When I talked about licking crisps earlier.
Yes, you did talk about licking crisps earlier.
It's mainly the ridge ones that I get. If I'm going to lick a crisp, it'll be...
Well, I guess the benefit of licking a ridge is you're only licking half the crisp.
Yeah.
Because you can't get your tongue in the ridge.
I often get blisters on the tip of my tongue from too much salt.
I love it. You've developed a sort of pincer tongue with two little fingers on the end so that you can just get into the end in the ridge.
Yeah, I've evolved.
Isn't nature wonderful?
Yeah. Like some sort of crazy bastard at Torture Garden.
Oh, hang on.
See what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is as well? If you try and lick one of it, like a Walker's, you're going to snap that thing. You need a bit of girth to a crisp to give it a proper lick.
Yeah, and this, for the record, Tom is really licking that crisp.
I'm sure our listeners at home could hear my lickage.
That's disgusting, Tom.
Oh, but, ooh, it's got a hit.
Yeah,
it's got a hit.
It really hits you.
They're very potato-y.
Tell you what, especially if you lick all the flavour off, that is just a potato.
Oh, is that some raw potato there?
They're not very. I don't find these very strong.
Sometimes you get strong ones. Sometimes not so much. But when they're good,
They're like a disco.
Yeah. Oh, discos. I've never had a letdown bag of discos.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Never. They've always been
consistent ones. You've been so lucky.
Oh well, I very rarely will have them, but from time to time.
Oh my god, you've got some sad times.
Oh no,
you.
Please.
Yeah, you've got like 7 years of bad discos.
I can't have that in my life.
There's a reason why there aren't ready salted discos. There is a serious reason.
Are there any other flavoured discos?
Yarp.
Talk to me.
You get cheese and onion. You get prawn cocktail.
You can get prawn cocktail.
Damn!
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a flavour, though I can't find any evidence of it, called Tangy, which was amazing.
Do you remember the the McCoy's prawn cocktail? Swizzling prawn. Mm. What the fuck? Where did they go?
They're still around.
No!
They're everywhere!
Oh my god, I'm probably...
They're really good.
I spat then, sorry.
I didn't really
say that because they wouldn't know.
They're not sizzling because they're cold.
But they are sizzling.
But they are sizzling.
Is it just sizzling prawn or is it like sizzling
king
tandoori?
King prawn.
Good old McCoy.
It's the size of the prawn, Tom. It's like someone's eaten them and got in the factory, they've eaten them and gone, this ain't no Atlantic prawn guts. This to me tastes like a... King prawn? No, tiger prawn. You're sacked.
They were very orange.
They can be, yeah. They're really nice. They come in a pink bag as well, which is always good for fish. Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm gutted there. But then I couldn't have doubled up on prawn.
No.
So, yeah.
I'm going to propose that the McCoy's salt and vinegar is the closest you will get to the taste of fish shop fish and chips.
Oh. Disgust.
With the exception of McCoy's...
Fish and chips.
Salt and vinegar fish and chip shop.
But they don't do it for me.
Oh, they do it for me so bad.
But they're a funny... they're not the same
They're reconstituted potato. They're not real potato.
Is this the McCoy's chip shop?
Yeah.
Because I saw them in the shop today for the first time ever when I was searching for these motherfuckers. I've never had them. Because I thought you were talking about fish and chips. You know, fish and chips, little biscuity things.
Mm. They're a disappointment when you find them again.
I've had them recently.
No, they're not. I don't agree.
Well, I was disappointed.
I saw them in Lidl one time and bought loads. Yeah, I polished off a whole bag of bags.
Yeah.
Remember they did burger and chips as well?
Bag
of bags.
If you buy a multi-pack of those currently, they come with chicken and chips.
What's that like?
But they're called fish and chips, chicken and chips.
They're stocky. They're stocky, aren't they?
They're quite
are they
good.
Nice?
Yeah, they're all right. They're not. They're not the.
Not going to be as good.
No. It's like they're covered in like a knur.
Yeah.
Got the knur hair.
Yeah, because they can't get the flavour through the biscuit. It's a biscuit at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I
like the flavour on the outside.
Yeah, exactly.
You can suck them good.
Do you know what? I got some. I was very excited. I ate some in the car, and I found myself eating them. And then when it was mulch in my mouth, spitting it into an empty bag.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I felt healthy.
Take the flavour off and put them back.
Some kind of Texan, like...
Like I'm chewing tobacco, yeah. Let's get all the flavour out and then... Wha-pow.
That's disgusting.
That's why I spat it out, dude. Right.
So, can we talk about what are the direct competitors to the McCoy's Ridgeos? It's the shit that you picked, Sam.
The Max are all right, yeah.
I like them.
Would you repick, Sam? Would you go with McCoy's if you had a saner moment?
I would, because if I'm in a Tesco or a Sainsbury's and I'm getting a sandwich, I'm getting the McCoy's.
Yeah.
Unless I'm feeling really fatty, in which case I'm going to get the bigger bag.
Yeah, I'm worried, actually. I've been eating massive bags of crisps now. These don't cut it for me at all. I don't mean to. I think there's a couple of days.
That is it.
But in one sitting, like a horrible little fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a sweary word.
Yeah, it is swearing.
And I hate myself afterwards.
I always buy, like, I'll be in, like, say a Tesco's. You have to be Tesco.
Yeah, could be an Asda, Tom.
Could be anything.
But they always do their generic salt and vinegar twirls, right? The big bags like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I always think, they're like £1.50. I was going, you know what? Just get them. That'll last me a few days. No, they're done.
The hula hoop salt and vinegar ring things.
These new ones, these big fat ones.
Twice now.
What are they called?
I feel like they're called quavers or...
Quavers.
Flavourings. Flavourings.
I love the way you got there.
Quavourings.
What's quavering?
So, they're hula hoops, but they're made out of like reconstituted kind of... So, they're almost like a quavery type... And they're really salt and vinegary, and they come in these big bags, like 80
bags. Are they supermarket owned?
You only find them in some place. No. They're made by Hula Hoops. They're Hula Hoops.
Oh, right.
They look like a skinny child's bangle.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I think I've seen them, yeah.
And I've
so
done.
They're not...
Good morning,
I'm so sorry about that. It's because of the fizzy pop.
The fizzy pop.
This reconstituted potato thing, what's...
So you dry potato, make like a potato flour, I guess.
That's what Hula Hoops normal. Potato.
Oh, but these are kind of... I think these have got maize in them. So I think these are a bit corn.
And is maize all right?
maize is corn.
Maize is cool, man. Maize is monster.
You can't say maize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't say maize is cool.
I just mean, like, is it better or worse for us?
Sam, it's a carbohydrate.
I'd say it's probably
it's fried. It's a fried carbohydrate.
There's no way that...
What are quavers made out of?
Reconstituted potato, rice flour.
Why do you know that?
I really like crisps.
Would you like to know the ingredients of the salt and vinegar flavourings?
I would like nothing more than that.
So, maize flour, sunflower oil, rice flour, salt and vinegar flavour, natural flavouring, maltodextrin, citric acid, malic acid, salt, dried yeast extract, colour, paprika extract.
That's good, quite good for you.
May contain milk, soya and gluten.
Milk? What's with the milk,
No potato, though. You did say potato. It's actually purely a maize-based.
But it has rice flavour.
And acid. And
okay, potato.
That acid stuff's that's scary, isn't it? When we're
just
shoveling
it down.
No,
it's just stuff, isn't it?
What's in Chilli Heatwave Doritos? Are they really bad for you? Because
It's corn. It's maize.
Look at the colour of them, though.
Yes, exactly.
That's just that paprika flavour.
And what's happening in my body? Am my arteries getting clogged?
Well, of course, you're getting older.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I hate this.
There's really healthy people who drop dead at 50.
Oh, please, Sam. I'm a hypochondriac as it is.
That's the danger decade.
A hypochondriac doesn't think they're a hypochondriac.
Hey, I like these Maxes.
Yeah,
McCoy's.
McCoy's, sorry. They've been smashed.
They were.
Here's a bag I'd hold up against them. Always in pubs. A bit like a posh crisp. Not a Tyrrell's. On the salt vinegar, there's a girl on the front who does that.
Yes,
she looks a bit
curly. Yes,
and they are really good.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Burt's.
No, it's not Burt's. It's not Burt's. It's the other ones.
I think Burt's is right.
No, it's not Burt's.
They sell them in a
Burt's have the picture on the front.
It's not Tyrrell's. It's Little.
If you know the answer, listeners, please.
No, we're going to find out. Fuck off, listeners.
Have you refrigerated crisps?
Don't know if they've been in there long enough.
Okay, testing the theory.
Oh, what's this so, now? This
is... I believe that if you put salt vinegar in the fridge, they're better.
Okay. Great. All right.
Get your chops around that.
Let's have a look. Oh.
They're not quite cold enough, I don't think. In fact, I'd say they're worse.
Totally better.
Loads better.
Do you know what?
I do know what you mean.
I normally am banging into this. Through. What I tell you what else comes through, though, is the oil.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right.
These taste oilier.
I'd prefer a normal temperature.
I mean,
fuck yourself up.
That's why you like them, though, Sam.
I love the oil.
Because it's oil and it's like fatty, isn't it?
I love fat.
I think these are a worse pack, though. I think these are not as flavoursome. Okay, final thoughts on the McCoy's Salt and Vinegar Ridgeos. Sam Pamphlon.
My go-to ridge.
Yeah? Even though you've picked the Salt and Vinegar Max.
Yeah. Didn't they used to be for men, McCoy's?
Yes, yeah, so I don't know what's going on here.
Still are.
Yeah, well, I've got a testosterone imbalance. That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's why you love McCoy's so much.
They're a welcome
addition. Walking down the street, I know that I'm getting looks from ladies like, wow, that... Gagra's eating some really gross.
I don't like to see people walking down the street eating crisps.
I don't like to be seen eating crisps.
No, same.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a bit shameful, isn't it?
I don't know.
Surely they're a transportable snack.
Yes, I know.
Listen, I've got this. It's about eating on the street, though. Listen, like,
I'm being a dick. Like, there's no. Yeah, I don't know why I don't like it.
Is it eating crisps or is it eating?
I don't really like to see people walk and eat.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I said it.
What about someone walking down the street with a cheese and onion sandwich, as we discussed earlier, and they're like coughing at the same time?
No. If anything, it's worse than just eating.
Oh, right, okay.
Although I eat a lot, I walk and eat.
You'd hate that even more.
I walked past a man in Leicester Square the other day, right?
Easily done.
Mind my biz. Listen to Desert Island Crisps on my headphones. Very good.
Yeah, trying to get the numbers up.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, just on repeat.
Yeah.
And a man walks past me and just goes, achoo!
No!
Right in my face. Sneezed into my face.
Do you think it was a purpose thing?
He moved his head into my face.
No.
Horrible.
Did you tut really loudly?
Well, yeah. I tutted and then like, went, oh.
It really learned it.
Did it go in your mouth?
No, I've had that before, though.
Yeah, I've had that when it splattered on my lip. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
In the movie version of this story, that would be like you contracting the zombie virus.
Yes, really obvious sneeze. Like, could they have not done that a bit
later? Did the man do it? Was it a knowing thing? Like, I'm going to sneeze in this.
He had a sketchy look in his eyes.
Right, a bit mad.
I don't know. He had a look of a man that was... A zombie infected.
Yeah.
Right.
An infector. So, big up to the...
They're good, aren't they?
Oh, well, it's an easy, you know, it's a safe bet.
I like them with hummus.
Do you?
Yeah, and all the bits at the end, I pour into the pot of the hummus and I eat the hummus and the crisp with a spoon.
You're so vile.
With a spoon.
Do you know that?
How else am I going to get out? With my finger, I'm not an animal.
I do that.
I like to drive with a McCoy.
Do you?
It's a driving crisp.
There's the ones if I'm en route somewhere in a car... And I'm going to get myself a little crisp. That's when I get the McCoy.
Pringle is...
Because it's a road crisp.
It's a road crisp.
It's sturdy.
Yeah.
It feels mealy.
Mm-hmm. You can, like, have it in your lap or whatever. Dip in for it and you know where you're at.
Yeah.
And go, right, there's one.
And then when you get to bits, you just drink the bag.
Yeah, don't have to look at it.
No, it's bollocks, mate. You want to get a Pringles can. Pringles is perfect for the road.
Oh, good for the beginning, but like when you're 50 miles in, your fucking wrist is trapped in place.
I'm trying to be a nicer person now and I don't have anything with palm oil.
Have they got palm oil in them, Pringles?
I don't know, they just
probably.
Do. Yeah, yeah.
You just assume maybe.
No, they're a big one.
What did you do?
Sorry.
Huh?
What's wrong with palm oil?
It's just destroying
all the trees that the orangutans live in.
Did they?
Yeah.
You look a bit like an orangutan.
Fuck you. Okay.
I don't think you do.
Let's move on to the next part. Hang on, wait, Rach.
Whoa,
what you read?
Get down!
What is that?
Oh.
What is Jesus? Oh!
I was so scared.
So was I.
I should expect that it was him.
Oh my god, it was Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen. Here he comes.
You always hear him picking up the bag and putting it down again. Whoa.
So, right.
What's he dropped off?
Just so you know, Stephen Segal, every week, drops us in a Fowen bag of crisps.
Oh, random factor.
Yeah, for us to sample.
That's funny that they've used that for the listener.
That's Michael Jackson as
they've
a dog.
They've used Michael Jackson as a chihuahua.
Yeah, so for our listeners at home, this is a Chinese effort. Yeah, because they're from China.
Okay.
Hang on, big up to long-time listener of the show, Kat Fletcher, for bringing them all the way back from China, from a trip she just had. And for our listeners at home...
That's very kind. Thank you.
Really they've nice. Been on the Instagram. It's
Tom, can you tell us what they're called, if you can read that ancient transcript?
Sure. Upon the top centre, there is some Chinese scribe. However, top left, it says, single dog. So I'm going with that. Mm. And then bottom right, it says, American tomato flavour.
I love American tomatoes.
Oh, I'm very much interested.
I have some high hopes. And also, there is a picture of a... What dog would you say?
Chihuahua.
A chihuahua dressed as Michael Jackson.
In the bad era, or is it after Bad?
Well,
that's after.
All right, the album Bad.
That red and gold jacket thing that looked like kind of Napoleon's coat.
Something like Colonel Gaddafi would wear.
Yeah, and he had the kind of like...
It was in the Moonwalker movie.
Straggly.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Yes. If you want, you can swap these in for one of yours.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's sample. See how we feel about them.
Okay.
You take the leash.
They look dry.
And then talk us through the taste profile, if you wouldn't mind.
Gosh, you've got a good little crunch going on there, haven't you?
Hasn't she? Yeah.
Do you mind if I have another one?
Not at all. Please, please.
Listen to this crunching.
Yeah.
The speed of it. That
was, okay.
Right.
It's got the abroad crisp about it.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's softer than a Walker's.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I don't mind.
Right. Yeah.
Not mad about the flavour.
Mm.
Okay, Sam, in you go.
But I don't hate it. I'll eat the whole bag.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is. Me and Chinese crisp, we really don't get on. Oh, my God.
I don't like them.
I do not. Ad is going to adore them.
I love them.
What is wrong with you, Ad?
Shall I tell you my problem?
I want them to taste like
ketchup, but they taste like a fresh tomato.
No, they just taste like vomit, man.
It burnt.
What is with you? Chinese crisps are killing me, man.
I think there's too much sugar.
Yeah.
They're not sweet enough.
Yeah, they have too much sugar.
They're not sweet enough.
Oh, my God.
What?
Not sweet enough.
I don't like sugar.
They're very sweet.
Yeah.
The flavour just won't come. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. It's coming. It's coming. That's for sure.
I want it to be... Yeah.
No.
You know what? I could eat a whole bag of them.
They're incredible.
What? Adam, are you joking?
What were those ones we had the other week that everyone hated and I loved?
Man, what is wrong
That's
with you?
That's great, though.
Like bum snacks or something.
I love bum flavour.
Yeah, I'll take a packet of bum snacks, please.
Can you get any bum snacks? Whoa, where should we make our own bum snacks?
Oh, what's your favourite meal, Adam?
Organic?
My favourite meal is satay. I love peanut.
Lovely.
So anything like...
Well, that's quite classy.
I like a bit of bang bang chicken. You know when you have you do a roast chicken? You don't, because you're vegan.
What is bang bang chicken?
Bang bang chicken is where you get leftover roast... And then you get all the chicken and you basically slather it in spicy peanut sauce and have it with like a sort of a slurry type
vodka. That sounds good.
It's really good. Nice. You know, rice wine vinegar.
Lovely.
Soy.
I wondered if you were going to say something more basic than that, considering your...
What, like, is this like
just
a...
because of your crisp flavor.
Chips and beans.
Yeah, chips and gravy.
I tell you what, so far, my least favourite nation for crisps is China.
Oh, God.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
I think that's okay to say.
Any Chinese listeners?
It's absolutely fine to say that.
You can't get this podcast in China.
You can't, actually.
You can't. They've banned it. We're not exclusively banned us, but we are part of the banned.
But any Chinese specialists out there, please, if there are any bangers in China, do let us know.
I feel like if the Chinese nation is going to provide a good snack... It's not going to be a potato quiz. I feel like it's going to be like a...
Yeah.
It's going to be like a mental-looking UFO maze thing. And you're going to bite into it. And it's going to have loads of, like, umami. Like, you know...
Yeah, okay.
You know, it'll probably be like... They'll probably be black.
Well, what about prawn crackers?
Well,
eh? What's wrong with a prawn cracker? I love a prawn cracker.
Is it a crisp?
Yeah.
It is crispy.
Yes, tapioca. We'll count it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I love them.
Bring them in.
But from a takeaway, fantastic. But from a bag in a supermarket, which is the ones that would have to qualify...
No, mate. Okay.
No.
These have a sweetness that remind me of Bangkok Street. and you've got 10 baht. That's all you've got to your name.
I have a vision of you just walking down that street with your 10 baht going, sweet.
Can I have a pad thai? Can you make sure you cover it in sugar for me?
There is a pad thai flavour to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Adam.
Okay.
Do they taste like American tomato?
No.
No, because nothing tastes like American tomato, because that's not a thing.
Anyway, Rach?
Yeah.
Do you want to swap them in for one of yours?
Yeah, you're all right.
No, good. Thank you. Adam. Let's move on. Right. Stephen, take them away. Take your phone, Chris.
You stupid seagull.
Back to where they fucking come from.
You stupid seagull.
He's let me down so many times now, right? Tell me, used to come and used to be nice actually.
They were nice. Yeah, we had some nice foreign night little chipstick things.
Lovely little things. Couldn't read the writing on it.
Tell you
well,
what.
At least the writing was an alphabet. I understand they're bringing in these Chinese ones. I don't even know where they're from, mate.
Jesus Christ. Rachel, would you like to introduce your third and final...
So excited about this.
...Desert Island Crisp, please?
I'd love to. Knick-knacks.
Yes.
Sure, nothing special. But the rare flavour scampi and lemon.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
Oh, God.
All right.
Can I please open the bag?
Yeah.
Because I need to get the guff.
Well, we've got
unless
three.
Unless you want the guff. Rachel, could you do what I'm doing?
Shake it.
Shake it. Upside down.
Yeah, I'm doing what you're doing.
Yep. And open it and straight to the nose. Yep.
That is vile. And a lot, in a good way.
Okay, now. Let's
get your schnoz in it.
I'll schnoz it.
To me, that's the smell of relations in the wild, wild west.
What?
Just so everyone at home can know, after Sam said that, he tried to put about three in his mouth and he dropped two onto the floor. So,
like a toad.
Right, I'm going to eat them. I'm going to eat one.
Yeah.
Before I say anything.
Listen, I won't be offended if you don't like these.
No. Listen, right. It's not that I don't like them. What it is for me.
Yeah, please.
What you've done is, here, is you've picked... This is the equivalent of picking... Pickled onion walkers.
Nothing wrong with them, mate.
Nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But why the fuck haven't you had the Monster Munch? Or the Space Raiders?
Right.
When scampi fries exist.
So you're saying that I should... Why bother with this flavour of knick-knack when I can have scampi and lemon?
No, when you can have scampi
fries. Yeah. I totally know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I prefer the texture of a knick-knack.
Yeah.
This is the thing that knick-knack have. They have a wonderful irregularity.
The knick-knack company.
I love
scampi. Building somewhere that just says knick-knack on it.
I mean,
but yeah, you're right.
I'm smoking one like a kind
of...
You can't do that.
1920s.
But you can't pretend that these are little pillows for toys, can you? But
they remind me of the Wu-Tang Clan video when they're all cavemen and they've got big clubs.
Apple pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that one. Fries. You prefer what?
These are scampi fries.
Sam?
Yeah.
Take your scampi fry.
No, mate. These are better.
And go fuck yourself.
All right.
Have you got any here?
No.
Just to...
No. Do you know what I've actually got indoors? Is a big slab of them like you get in the pub.
Slab.
My friend scampi Josh fry. Sent me them. Because I had a bit did myself a bit of a mischief at work.
Oh, no.
And he felt bad for me. And he sent me a slab of scampi fries because he's my friend.
That's a good
it's
friend.
Really kind.
Shout out to Josh.
Oh, big friend. Shout out to Josh.
Big up to Josh, yeah?
Big up.
Josh, big up your chest, Josh, yeah? Big up your chest. Abashanti.
These feel like real, like they're rare.
Should I say something?
Yeah.
When we knew you were coming on, you wanted scampi lemon. I was like, I don't think you can get them anymore. So I went onto Amazon, and I suddenly got convinced in my head that you can't get knick-knacks scampi lemon anymore. And I sent the boys a link going, dude, we're going to have to find these, because this is crazy. And the only link I could find was a bag of 12 knick-knacks, which could take 4 scampi lemon for $29.95.
Not worth it.
About 30 quid. I was like, I'm just going to have to do it.
Do you know the Amazon seller's name was Knick-Knack Paddywhack?
Imagine if you'd have bought them. Nick Nat Paddywhack must have been like, Suckit MC.
I told you it was
God
worth
damn,
it.
Suckit MC.
I love these.
Because I do think these are slightly underflavoured. I think they can be a bit more punchy.
I agree.
But it's a texture thing as well.
What they do have.
They used to be more, sorry Tom.
No,
they used
please.
To be a bit more flavoursome, didn't they?
Probably had more salt on, mate.
Yeah.
What these do have over the scampi fry, there's a more of a lemon
There is, yeah.
Mm. You can taste the lemon, which is rare in a crisp. You don't normally get a bit of fruit, kind of acidic fruit.
No, I like
fruit.
It though. It really works.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's rare.
I think they've always been a bit of an enigma. I don't think you've always been able to get scampi and lemon flavour.
No. I think they've when I was young, you could, and there was a period where everyone just went, I don't think everyone likes them, so they just...
No, yeah, exactly, because they stink. But when my brother used to play football, whenever I had to go every week, because my mum couldn't, you know, I had to just go. And where there was the town hall-y type place where we all had orange squash, but that was the only place you could get them.
Yeah.
So me and Neris, who was Ewan's little sister...
Good name.
Yeah. He was in the team too. That's what we were sort of fobbed off with, a cup, plastic cup of orange squash, bag of knickknacks each, happy as a pig in shit.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Good childhood. Thank you.
I got suspended from school because of knickknacks.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked about the tuck shop earlier, but this was a vending machine based. I was in sixth form, and I was one of the naughty sixth formers.
Were you?
And they used to, as a responsibility thing, they'd say, right, we're going to take it in turns for you to fill the vending machine. And it came round to me and my mate Pete, and we just went crazy. We were just throwing ribbon saucy knickknacks out to the entire like common
Love
room.
It.
And it was a free-for-all. Even the geeks were getting involved, you know. They were like, even the geeks were getting involved. We
must have sensed revolution.
We were like gods for about half an hour, yeah. and then we got caught.
What did you think? Did you think you were going to get... I mean, did you think you were going to get away with it?
I think we just thought just the it glory, was worth honey. It yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I ate loads of them. They were my favourite flavour. Yeah. Like, ribbon sauce in there, and they were.
I was into the ribbon sauce. I may have a couple left over here, Ant. You want to take some home with you, mate? Oh, I had to buy the multi-pack, didn't I?
If you give them to me, though, I just have to give them to the people.
Fair enough.
I'm like the Robin Hood of knickknacks.
You still have to give them back to your old college because you still have a deal with them.
I've got
you broke it down, but yeah. Like one bag of ribbon saucy per month. For life.
When I do my tax return, it's there on the bottom. Like you've earned
deductions.
You've earned over £5,000 this year, so that's going to be 10 bags of knickknacks.
Yeah.
Well, scampi fries are one of my choice, so I'm never going to be entirely on board with this, right?
No, I get it.
But
I'm
going to be happy
it.
That someone's brought scampi and lemon knickknacks to the table.
Absolutely. That someone has bought something that we haven't talked about 12 times before.
Yeah.
That I appreciate.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing them. Knickknacks, in all form, have yet to come onto the island. So,
you're a pervert if you don't like knickknacks.
Is it?
I think
something about them. Like, but you don't I didn't like eat knickknacks for so long, and then it was literally about after doing this. I was in the supermarket. I was like, oh, bag of crisps. I saw knickknacks. I was like, why are they pushing me away? And so I pushed through that feeling and had them. I was like,
I love how earnest you get about
it. It is true,
crisps.
But I was like, why have I... It's like someone put a spell on me or something.
It's because, like, maybe, because they're not... they've got a softness to them.
Yeah.
It's not the crisp that you're... It's not the crunch that you're after. I mean,
there is a
texture.
Crunch, but there is also a kind of... Excuse me, slightly stale softness to them.
I'm going to suggest potentially going slightly off-piste.
Oh. All
right.
Do we want to try... And have a little go on the ribbon saucy and the nice and spicy.
Oh, mate, I was thinking about
Lovely.
That.
Oh, you actually
I purposely didn't have a big tea.
I've had ribbon saucy once in my life.
Mm.
Because I had them and I decided I didn't like them.
Oh. Right, this isn't our normal...
Look at them.
But they're so dirty looking.
Yeah, they look filthy.
So for
like they need
home, the ribbon saucies are open and they look
filth, mate.
Covered in dust. Look at that, even more so than the nice and spicy.
Yeah. God, they nice and spicy look positively albino.
Yeah, I can smell them from here.
Hold me back, sweet Jesus.
Does anyone want to wager? I wager you're all going to change your mind and decide the ribbon saucy is the best.
They were always my fave.
The scampi and lemon is a bit nostalgia for me, I must admit.
This is it. And I'm not...
Oh, shit, the bed.
Nah. They're good.
They're really ribby.
They do taste ribby.
They're ribbalicious, man.
No, there's a perfume to them that I don't get on board with.
Now, let's see if these are nice... And spicy. They're not quite as I remember them. I'm going ribbon saucy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scampi and lemon, mate.
Rach, you sticking?
I'm sticking.
Okay, good. Stick with them guns.
Yeah.
Scampi.
I'm going to try one last ribbon saucy.
But I've really enjoyed nice and spicy and
Ooh.
Rib.
It was good. It was a nice trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Because I've had a couple of bags of these in my adult life, but these are the majority of my... Eatings of knickknacks have been pre-independence.
Mm.
The ribbon saucy, the aftertaste is a little bit like Lynx Africa.
My brother-in-law still uses that.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like 42.
Oh yeah, I've got a...
Okay. So, Rach, you have picked... choice number one was the Walker's Prawn Cocktail.
Slam, bam, 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 bam.
That was a three-pointer from half court.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. Swoosh. Followed by the McCoy's Ridgy Salt and Vinegar Number.
Yeah, boy.
Which are undeniable.
Yeah, absolutely.
The stepdad classic. You get on with of the crisp world.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the stepdad you don't get on with of the crisp world?
Ribbon saucy knickknacks. Still wearing my Lynx Africa. You're not my dad.
And the slightly in the shadow of the scampi fry, the scampi and lemon knickknack.
Yep.
What I like about your choices is there is nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
There is medicinal qualities.
Yep.
There is... These ain't just snacks. These are...
It's life. Heart there as well.
These are life hugs.
They feel like, yeah, they feel like three bags of truth.
And thank you,
do you know what I mean?
So much.
I'm so sorry that I'm crying.
Pickled onion Monster Munch again.
But that's not all.
But they are classics, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
On this island, you get more choice.
Oh my.
Not more.
Yeah, more choice.
Shabadeens.
You get to choose a dip. A dip of your choice that you feel would complement your selection of crisps.
Does it have to be a dip?
What would it not be if it was a dip? Like a bucket
of hair.
Well,
what I like to do.
Well, I'm going for just a bin full of wool.
I like to swap out, I like to go salt, sweet, salt, sweet. So what I'd like.
Okay.
Can I have a Magnum?
Magnum?
Yeah,
I know where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from.
Because I like the ones that hurt the mouth. So what I'll do is I'll lick a McCoy's salt vinegar, and then my tongue hurts, and I'll have a
Maybe I'm being a prick, but doesn't it feel like the divide between maybe like a dip, like a salsa, is just too far away from a chocolate ice cream?
All right, dip. Well, it'd probably be garlic based.
Which flavour would you have had?
Garlic.
Garlic Magnum.
No, Magnum, a classic probably. Down the line,
it's
classic.
It's got to be like the almondy one, hasn't it?
Oh, I do love that one. Oh, yeah. Nice. You know what? The white one's absolutely holds its own as well.
Oh yes.
I want one, Tom.
Almondy one.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
He just says every word differently to how I say.
What do I say? Almond.
Almond. Yeah.
You're almond. I'm an almond.
Almond.
What do you say? Almond.
I don't know what I say. Almond. Almond.
I feel that's what we're all saying. We'll have to listen back.
No, you say you sound something that sounds more like almond.
Almond.
Like David Armand.
Like Armand Hammer.
Almond. Yeah, Armand Hammer.
What about scone?
Scone.
Scone.
Fastest cake in the world. Scone.
There he is. What would you say, Adam? Scone.
I'd say scone.
Yes.
Scone.
Scone. Scone. You'd say scone, wouldn't you?
All day.
Scone.
Yeah, scone.
I once knew someone that's that called Keisha Flan.
What?
There was a person called Keisha Flan.
No. They called her Keisha Flan.
Oh, right.
A friend of ours was teaching out in Vegas, and she had a girl in her class called Your Highness.
No. I mean, I sort of respect that, because it's so out of order.
This is a different school to the one she was at, where she was teaching a kid who had to be called...
Your Highness.
Had to be called, what did he have to be called? Burger Kid. Burger Man. Or...
Burger King.
Burger King.
He insisted on being called Burger King.
Who did?
It's some kid in her class.
Ross was teaching. She said, "What did you?" He didn't respond to his name or something. I think he was like maybe on the spectrum somewhere. And she said, "Well, what would you like to be called?" And he went, "Burger King." Called Burger King.
That's so an absolute sad. G-unit right there. Do you think he pre-thought that he wanted to be called Burger King, but or put under pressure? For like, fine, you're not going to respond to your own name. What do you want to be called?
Burger King.
Yeah, say something, anything. Yeah.
What do I like? Think of a really cool position.
Ace.
Or like a Burger King.
I love it when people do try and instigate their own nicknames.
Yeah.
Love it. We don't have a story about that.
Yeah. Awesome. My mate Pete decided that he wanted to be called Sting. Yeah. But not because of Sting,
no.
The musician.
How old?
We were about 13 and we were into WWF wrestling as it was back then. And that was his.
It was pandas and gorillas.
Yeah, exactly. And that was going to be his like wrestler name, Sting.
Well, there was actually.
Well, you used to do it like I used to do. Yeah. Put some mats down, like some duvets down, and do wrestling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dip. What are you saying?
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
You've only really got one crisp here that's going to be much use for dipping, and it's going to be the McCoys, really.
Yeah. You ain't dipping a prawn cocktail.
It's too friable. Too thin. Knickknacks. Mm. Probably could.
Could, but the scampi. Oh, well, no, you could go with some kind of tzatziki.
Oh, yeah, I do like tzatziki. I'd probably go with one of the sort of naff ones from the supermarket, like a garlic and herb.
Garlic and herb?
Probably.
One you get with the Domino's?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh. Although they've got so many calories in them. I watched something on a program.
If I have a Domino's, I'll eat like eight of them.
Yeah,
like,
it's disgusting. Ridiculous. Yeah. I always ask for extras.
They are banging.
Yeah.
Okay, I commend that choice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And as if we haven't given you enough, Rach.
Oh, my days, what's now?
You also get a soft drink.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, shiaty.
You know, my mum says, right, every time she goes to say shit, she stops herself and says, sugar butties.
Sugar butties?
Sugar butties.
Love it.
Sugar butties. But she hates swearing, my mum. And our favourite thing when we were kids is when my mum accidentally swore.
Yeah, that's the best.
Did she get a bit upset about us swearing on here or she stopped listening yet?
No, she's cool. She's just you. She's got a potty mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting. I don't even notice now.
Haven't we all?
So, Rach, are you going to give something that's refreshing or something that is kind of just like you want to... Because you think, hot on the island, you're going to want to go...
Chug it. My heart's saying something different to my head.
Oh. What's your heart saying?
My heart's saying Dr. Pepper.
You were going to say that?
Yeah.
Very predictable. Although, no. Oh, God.
What's your head
Probably
saying?
My favourite fizzy drink is Orangina.
Good.
But in the little glass bottle.
Gotta be.
Yeah. And in the south of France, you know.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah.
But,
because it's fizzy, but not fizzy.
But it's
you
got real orange, but so you would get something. Okay, Orangina.
Yes.
Good choice.
Good choice.
And it gives you something to do, because you've got to shake it to wake
it. Yes.
Yeah.
You've got to shake it to wake
it's fizzy, but it's not fizzy. Do you know what I mean? You can
guzzle.
What is that all about?
You can buy that water now, can't you, that's like semi-fizzed.
You'd like that.
No, I
prefer that.
D word.
I'll open a bottle of Coke, open it, leave the lid.
No.
Back in the fridge.
No, really?
Flat, yeah.
You like flat Coke?
Yeah.
Which is good.
Sometimes I shake it, you know, and then just leave it.
I don't like bottles of Coke.
No,
I prefer a can.
Can?
I really, much prefer a bottle.
No, I hate them.
Because nothing I can't have to drink it there and then. Because
you don't like
it. No, you can leave a can for a bit. You can leave a can if you put
bees go in it. Bees go in it.
Oh, she's in the fridge. You're a fridge full of fucking bees, have you?
I'd worry about things going in it.
There's always like an episode of 999.
Yeah, and they swallowed a bee.
999.
They swallowed a wasp or a bee, yeah.
I remember one from 999, the plane squash. And he hits his racket against the wall, snaps it, and just fucking jacks himself in the neck. Like, just shagged himself straight through the neck, come out the other side.
Why did he do that? Was he
didn't
unhappy?
Mean to, did he? Just like,
he's the sort of person that played squash, which means that he's probably got a very stressful job.
Yeah. Middle management.
Yeah.
He's got a nice kind of company car, which kind of...
He's probably like a Lexus or something. Or...
Yeah. He's in sales, probably, isn't he? Yeah.
A BMW, but not like a...
What's
like
an embarrassing injury? Did he die?
Hope so.
I don't think he did. Do they show? They
wouldn't show it.
He died, did they?
Yeah, of course.
And then he died.
Quite right.
The emergency services could get there. But everyone called 999. Huh?
No, you remember
the famous one where someone was wearing a shell suit and they're in a house fire. Remember? And it melted to them.
But if that happened, would you just look like a superhero?
What, like
would
a,
it go all tight? Like, did you be like, you just look like.
I don't know if you feel like one.
Birdman. I'm saran wrap.
Do you remember that scene in RoboCop where the guy got covered in acid?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I watched this the other day.
Life out of me,
it's
man.
Really.
Yeah.
I watched it way too young.
That's the trouble with those shit. I was haunted by things like that when I was a kid.
I went to a mate's house whose parents didn't really care, and like, we were about 8 years old. Just put on RoboCop. Shows it was RoboCop. Funny enough, this lad, his brother, got terribly burnt in a shed fire. He was playing with matches.
Oh.
He actually was playing with matches and set fire to a shed that he was in.
Sam, don't laugh.
And melted himself.
Disgusting pig.
He melted himself.
Shit, did he die?
Sheller?
Did he die?
No, he survived, but he was like meltdown.
Is he disfigured?
Did he look like the guy from RoboCop?
Yeah.
I went out with a boy once, a long time ago, who melted his dick. Jim, I'll say his name. his dick was fine. I mean,
I thought you said he melted his dick.
It did melt. Yeah,
well, he
was in a, well, he had a cold. He was in his dressing gown.
Yeah.
He had a bowl of Vicks.
Oh, God.
And you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Flipped the bowl directly onto his ding-dang-dooley. And apparently he jumped so high that he hit his head on the seat like it was otherworldly. And he got rushed to hospital. And at that point, his dick, I mean, he told me after he'd healed and everything, but it was like a melted corn on the cob is how he described it.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So he dropped a bowl of Vicks on his chap.
Yeah.
No, boiling water. Oh, so it was the boiling water.
It was boiling water with the oil of the Vicks.
Which
you know,
kind of
Vicks
like
vapor.
Fermented,
yeah,
stuck
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
How was his cold?
He's still got that.
Yeah.
Was it scarred?
I don't remember it being Scott. No, it wasn't. No, he did point out. He was quite proud of it. He pointed out bits where, like, oh, that bit's from that. But he couldn't really see anything. But yeah, he
was
like,
anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, disgusting. peeing was a massive nightmare, and they had to like, yeah, at one point they had to like
make
stick
a new
something,
hole.
Yeah, make the new hole
while it
recovered.
It fused.
Yeah, the little hole. The little hole stuck together. What is it called?
Yeah. It's Aretha Franklin.
Aretha.
God rest her.
God rest her.
She dead.
God rest her hole.
Yeah.
Soul.
What are we talking about here?
Yes, she died. Aretha Franklin. She dead?
Are you talking about the hole in the end of a man's penis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, cool.
Tom isn't. Tom's talking about something completely different.
Tom's thinking about the Soul Queen.
So what?
So it fused.
Yeah, the hole fused. The Aretha.
Because maybe you wouldn't notice it first, and it's after a little while when you've gone for four pisses, nothing's come out, and your dick looks like a frog's throat.
I wonder if I should check it's okay to have talked about that. He'll be fine.
He'll be all right.
He's
didn't say
head teacher. That might not make
I mean, it's going to need some editing, for sure.
Yeah, I maybe just, like, stick a line through that.
Is that what they had to do, stick a line through it?
Because you probably just put a straw up it and just go...
Yeah.
Rachel Stubbings.
Thank you. Should we do that again? Because I went... Sorry. Go on.
No, I enjoyed it. What I'd like to do is just quickly summarise your eternity upon the island, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Sam, hit us with the crisps.
Okay.
what?
In one, we've got a Walker's Prawn Cocktail. In two, you've got...
Stop doing the voice.
Salt and vinegar. So we've got Prawn Cocktail, Walker's, salt and vinegar, McCoy's, and scampi and lemon, knickknacks.
Yeah, okay.
For a dip, we've got bog standard, supermarket, garlic and onion.
Or was it the Domino's garlic?
No, you don't want the actual Domino's business. You want...
I think it might be a little bit too strong for the crisp dip.
You want the stuff that comes with the four dips?
Yep.
Yep. We know.
Sam, could you not tell our guests what they want?
My man's playing dips again.
You are.
No, you don't want that one.
What she wants.
What
she really
means is
she'll have a white wine.
With some soda.
She'll have a bit of soda.
She's driving.
It's a great selection.
Bit of fun.
And the drink was the Orangina.
Yeah. God, I
which we've not had
Orangina
before, and I don't know why we haven't had it. It's a great island drink.
Shake it to wake it.
Yes,
yeah. Make that paddy wet.
You can down it. There's a little bit of health in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to prolong you. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Less shingles. Is that the one you get?
Shingles, you can get shingles.
Shingles is bad.
Yeah, get some shingles.
Shingles is for lack of fitness, is it?
No, that's scurvy.
Scurvy. Oh, I
shingles
love,
is just something
I
you
love
get
you
when
you
run
scurvy
down.
It's like adult chicken pox.
Isn't it's
it?
Horrific.
Oh, is it?
I know a couple
bad
of people
stuff
about it.
Yeah.
Is that if you haven't had chicken pox?
No, I think you can get it as well.
Mm. You can get it from eating Pringles.
Can you? The old Pringles disease.
Pringles shingles.
See what's in there, lads.
That's very bucks good at rhyming.
Isn't
you've
he
done two today.
You should see his joint up writing. It's really, really good.
I have to put my finger between the words.
You don't want to get too bunched up, do you?
Welcome to the island. See you around.
Nice one. Now go for a dip.
All right, see you in a bit.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.